by VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Multiple massive wildfires are tearing across the Los Angeles area with devastating force, killing at least two people and injuring many more. Flames broke out on Tuesday evening near a nature preserve in the foothills northeast of the U.S. city. AP correspondent Haya Pandwani reports.
Blazes were burning in the metropolitan area from the Pacific Coast inland to Pasadena, home of the famed Rose Parade. Los Angeles Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
The fire is growing. We have no percentage of containment. We have an estimated 1,000 structures destroyed.
News conference audio courtesy of ABC7. At least 70,000 people are under evacuation orders. Nearly 200,000 are without power, and more than 500,000 could face shutoffs depending on weather conditions. I'm Haya Pandwani.
European leaders on Wednesday reacted to U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's comments that he would not rule out the use of military force to seize control of Greenland. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Greenland is an autonomous territory of Denmark, which is a member of NATO and the European Union, and is also a longtime U.S. ally. In a news conference, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said that the principle of inviolability of borders applies to every country, however powerful. Scholz also suggested that the expansionist comments by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump are meeting with incomprehension among European leaders. Meanwhile, in Brussels, EU Commission spokesperson Anita Hipper said,
just as a matter of principle, for us it is clear the sovereignty of states has to be respected.
Trump declared U.S. control of both Greenland and the Panama Canal to be vital to American national security. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department said on Wednesday it will release only part of Special Counsel Jack Smith's report on President-elect Trump. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A federal appeals panel is considering a defense request to block the two-volume report's release while charges remain pending against two Trump co-defendants in the case accusing him of illegally holding classified documents. In a court filing, the Justice Department says it will keep that part of the record out of public view for now, but it will release Smith's findings on Trump's efforts to undo the 2020 election results. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President-elect Trump is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to call off Friday's sentencing in his hush money case in New York. Trump's lawyers turned to the nation's highest court on Wednesday after New York courts refused to postpone the sentencing by the judge who presided over Trump's trial and conviction in May on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Trump's attorneys asked for an immediate stay of the scheduled sentencing. The Supreme Court wants a response from New York prosecutors by Thursday morning. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office says it will respond in court papers. France said on Wednesday some European Union sanctions on Syria could be lifted soon. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
A month after the end of Assad family rule, sanctions are hindering the country's recovery and obstructing the delivery of humanitarian aid. In Damascus, Mohamed Badr said Syria's ailing economy and standard of living needed a boost.
I respect everything that is happening, and I respect those who are working seriously. I respect everything. But the problem is that people are tired and people's incomes are low.
Life has also returned for the first time in many years to Mount Qasim, a much-loved viewpoint overlooking Damascus. A view of Syria's future is less clear. There are severe power shortages, with state-supplied electricity available only 2 or 3 hours per day in most areas. The trade minister in the caretaker government said on Monday that sanctions have been preventing Syria from making deals to import fuel, wheat, and other key goods. The United States on Monday issued a sanctions exemption for transactions with governing institutions in Syria for 6 months.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.